Blog Talk Radio.
It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down.
Handle the truth in a courtroom alive. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments, publicized. It's entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on a paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, the status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the client, hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited, judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men, into the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used, to discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty never defined, filthy a swine, a generation pure in its own mind, legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim, both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor, sky scraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social positions, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander-in-chief, the standard is feet. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses, they run their intellectual sources, counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom, confusion consumes them. Every word they speak is internalism, them outwardly white, internally they absent the light, them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night, under the curse. Evil men waxing more worse, facts in the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn to me ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep? Troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment has come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broadway to death, pride and the greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified. Renounce all your thoughts. Repent and let your mind be retaught. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. I'm telling you all, it all falls down.
Thank you.
And in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. And I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger. And I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is indeed the Messiah in our midst. And it is my distinct honor to greet all of you once again in our nation's greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam, ma'am.
Alaykum salam.
Thank you. Thank you. And welcome back to the new educational paradigm. I am going to turn this over to our beloved brother, our beloved host, dedicated soldier, one who is so dedicated and so studious in these teachings and who has been a blessing to this network. And I think this is the second or third show that we've had with Brother Reginald. So, Brother Reginald, front and center soldier, assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam, ma'am. How are you doing this evening?
I am blessed by Allah's grace and permission. How are you, sir?
Magnificent by Allah's grace and his permission. How are you doing, Brother Carl, who's also with us tonight? How are you doing, big brother? Is he on? He's not on yet, Sister Queen. I'm sorry. He was on.
Yes,
what about Brother Kareem? Oh, okay. Assalamu alaikum to both Brother Kareem and Brother Carl, who will be joining us tonight to help give us insight on this topic. And the next topic will be Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. And we will be discussing some of the questions that were proposed to us with Study Guide 21 that Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave us as the new educational paradigm for us to embark on in this 21st century. And so we're going to cover a few of the questions and try to get some answers for it with the will and the permission of Allah. We'll try to do our best, but what we want to do with this show is we want to definitely invite the listening audience in to, in particular, to participate. I mean, because we're talking about mathematics here, and that's universal. Everybody knows a little something about mathematics. Everybody has standing of mathematics. You know, I mean, I don't care who you are, you have a basic understanding of mathematics. But what we're going to do is relate mathematics to religion, in particular Islam, which is really not a religion. It is really the way of life for us Muslims, but, you know, really, you know, for everybody. It's the way of life. It means nothing but to surrender voluntarily your will to do the will of Almighty God. So we all who are in different faith persuasions, and even if you're not in a faith persuasion, you do some sort of surrendering to the Most High, even if, you know, you're an Egyptologist, a Hebrew Israelite, you're a Protestant, Catholic, whatever, you do your surrendering to the Most High. It may be in the name of Jesus. It may be in the name of Yahshua. It may be in the name of the Elohim. It may be in the name of Atan, Atnan. It may be in the name of many great who we call, you know, who many different cultures consider their great person to connect them to the Most High. But nonetheless, it's all about mathematics, and mathematics is the foundational principle for everything that you see around you. I mean, without it, you wouldn't see structures. You wouldn't see cars. You wouldn't see buildings. You wouldn't see food. You wouldn't see TV. You wouldn't see computers. There's a lot of things you wouldn't see without mathematics. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to embark on the mathematics as it relates to theology. And we're going to apply it, and we're going to, you know, find the practical concepts of how we can relate it to our, quote-unquote, religion. So, you know, we can see God in everything, because Almighty God is in everything. And once you master mathematics, you have just opened yourself up for perfect permission and perfect surrendering, in which you can master the universal order and the law of things in the universe. So without further ado, we're going to try to stick to that timeline. It's not going to be in any particular order. But at the end, we're going to try to also, as I always do on my show, I always like to give positive things that I used to doing, you know, versus all these negative things that they're doing. I like to shed some definitely positive light on our youth because, you know, my work, is, you know, I've been teaching for a while in and out of the school system. I also officiate children, high school, and some college basketball. And, you know, my job as a savior is to try to, you know, teach the youth. That's not my only job, but that's one of my most important jobs that I have a passion for, is bringing our youth up to speed with the modern times and keeping them, you know, understanding that God is first and foremost in everything, whether it's, you know, sports, play, rather it's even eat, saying the prayer before you eat, something as simple as that. You know, God is first and foremost and should be in everything we do. That way we don't have to give Satan any credit of what happens to us. It is God himself who we give all credit, all praises, and honors. So without further ado, let me introduce my panelists. And once again, also, let me start in the top way. I apologize in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that he intervened in our affairs in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. And I further bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ, is his messenger. And I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine warner, teacher, and guide in this perilous times of this climatic judgment period that we all are in now. It is in their three names that I greet all of you to this. The audience, the Supreme of Mariam Muhammad, and Brother Carl as well. And with the green words of peace and paradise, shalom, assalam, wa alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum, salam, sir.
Salam, sir.
Oh, praises be to Allah. Okay, without further ado, I'd like for my wonderful wives, panelist, who himself is a mathematician and a scientist, and he has not told me he is, but when you study Islam and, you know, you submit your will to do the will of Almighty God Allah, you are a mathematician. You are a scientist. So I'm just going to go on and claim that on you, brother. In the process, since I've claimed you as that, welcome to your PhD in science and mathematics, and I'd just like you to go ahead and present yourself to our listening audience. And just say whatever is on your heart, brother. And I thank you once again. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, as well as Queen Aziz on her behalf. We thank you for joining us tonight in this discussion of the theology and the educational paradigm. Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. You have the floor. Thank you very much, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Are you talking to me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is Brother Carl.
Yeah, that's what I said, Brother Carl.
Oh, okay. I thought you were introducing a professor or something, bro. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Why, brother? You are.
I'm still in the
claiming.
Brother, I'm still sitting in the back of the class, you know. I just left the vice principal's office, brother. I just got paddled and everything, brother. Yes, sir.
You ain't
crazy.
Just
so long.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. You know, I just want to thank Allah that all of us who are on the panel and all those who are listening that have all been blessed today. I just want to give a reminder because we all were able to wake up today, and he gave us life. And, you know, we're able to hear and able to see and able to walk. And I just want us to stop taking those things for granted because, you know, in that we should be thanking him, you know, all throughout the day. If we are taught in Islam, we are taught to pray five times a day. If we would all take on that analogy of prayer and supplication, then our communication and our things that we're working towards in our lives, whether it be with our wives or our children or our jobs or things that we come in contact with that are troubling to us, when we pray and have our mind on Allah constantly, we'll find out that a lot of these things that hinder us will begin to deteriorate, and we'll be able to work on a mathematical paradigm. So I just wanted to share with you that Islam and it's mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. I did not understand that at all. And it took time for me to understand that everything that we do and everything that we're dealing with is really on mathematical knowledge. Because just to think and to come and resolve a problem every day, well, I'm a painter or a contractor, and there's problems that I come up with that I have to solve. There's problems that I have to come up with and we have to come up with in our relationship with our family that we have to solve. So all of this is mathematics. But we're also taught that it's, that that Allah has a mathematics and Satan has a mathematics. And once we begin to understand these different mathematics that they're dealing with, then we can understand what is our role and what type of math are we putting out there. Are we following in the line with the God, or are we following in line with Satan? So we, as Satan, we're taught that the white man is the devil. But, of course, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked us to stop calling him the devil. But yet we can look at his actions and see that he hasn't really changed. But because of our inadequacy to understand who the devil is, we're so busy looking at each other, which a lot of times we are devils ourselves, but we never really see the true devil. They got us looking in the ground. But coming back to it, Satan's mathematics is division, divide, and conquer, to take away, right, and subtract. And this is what the white man has always done. He's always come to everybody's land and take away parts of their land, and most times he takes the whole country. Then this man, he divides the people, and he causes the people to fight against themselves so he can stay in control. But now let's look at Allah's mathematics, or God's mathematics. His mathematics, as he says in the Bible, to be fruitful and multiply. So his mathematics is addition and multiplication. So he's always striving to get us to see that and motivate us and move us to do more righteousness. And by us doing more righteousness and thinking on a righteous level, then we will no longer want to divide one another. We will no longer want to subtract and steal and take from one another. But we will always want to increase each other. So this is where we got to get to in our mathematics and our thinking and in our love and our desire for one another. So I just wanted to share that to start it off with, brother. And assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Powerful, profound, and advice. Just advice that, you know, is well taken by me first, you know, brother. Because when you were talking, you know, and this is how we do this show here. When we speak, we don't speak to the public first, you know. And as you can see, the brother always said we. He didn't say you, he, she, it, them. He said we, because it's us. We all in a perfecting state, you know. Right now we sick. A lot of us, some of us need to be quarantined. Some of us need to be put, you know, in isolation. Some of us need to be put in timeout, but we all sick, right? But, you know, it's still beautiful because we're going to give Almighty God a lot of credit for making us sick, because then he creates an opportunity to heal us so that we won't yield to nobody else but our Lord, you know, and not nobody else. Give nobody else no credit. Don't run to the doctor first. Run to Allah first. I ain't saying don't run to the doctor, but you run to Almighty God, the Most High first, right? You call him Jehovah Jah, Elohim, or Yahshua, whatever you call him, Christ, whatever you call him, we know that it's only one Most High, it's only but one God, just one God. So we're going to deal with this topic of Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. Sister Queen, we don't have any other panelists at this time, do we, ma'am?
No, sir. Brother Kareem hasn't called in yet.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Let's go ahead and start the show. And Brother Carl, I don't know if you have your Bible, or I mean your Quran, available in front of you right now, or even you, Sister Queen Aziza. But I would like for great. Then I don't really even have to tell you the surah, but I would like for you to find in your surah, because I want the audience to be participating in this as well. So find in your surah, in your holy Quran, the surah that says, I have perfected Islam for you as your religion, the favor that Allah bestowed upon us. So do find that, brother, read it, and expound on the listening audience for us at your leisure. Take your time. We ain't no rush here. We got a whole another hour and about 45 minutes, so we're not in a rush. We're not rushing Allah at all. We're trying to learn, and if we have to have a part 2, 3, or 4, we'll do it. Okay, beloved? Assalamu alaikum.
And Brother Kareem is on now, Brother Reginald.
All praises be to Allah. Before you answer that, Brother Carl, let me go ahead and introduce one of my beloved big brothers, beloved soldiers in the quest. Yes, sir. My beloved soldiers in the quest for this bringing the people this meat, this true spiritual meat, so that we all can eat together in the hereafter and be one big happy one big happy family. But we don't want to try to wait till the hereafter. We want to try to get this done right ahead. And this brother can expound on that way more in depth than I can. But it is always this brother's wisdom that he brings to nation building movement. He is the vice president as well as a host on Monday night, and he has a powerful dynamic show on Monday night that I wouldn't advise anybody to miss. Because that brother brings it, and that brother brings it hard. So without further ado, let me go ahead and welcome you all to our beloved brother, Kareem Muhammad. And I thank you, Brother Kareem Muhammad, for joining us tonight on this show. And I thank you so much for always dedicating your time and answering the call of the invitation. And without further ado, beloved Brother Kareem Muhammad, you may introduce yourself and give a little bit from your heart on this topic. Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam.
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikum salam.
Likewise, beloved.
Well, of course, we start always in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the one God to whom all praise is due, the Lord of the world, the beneficent, the merciful master of the day of requirement in which we now live, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever, and in the name of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ, and in the name of the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, our divine reminder, in our midst, I want to thank you and Queen Aziza for once more inviting me and allowing me this opportunity to serve in this capacity, because truly without service, as far as I'm concerned, there is no life.
That's right.
You know, and yes, your topic, we must understand, you know, and even those who are not quote-unquote registered Muslims or in the Nation of Islam, if you
That's
are
right.
a servant of God, understand or striving to be, understand that when we say Islam, we're not talking about Arab culture. We're not talking about necessarily the particular set of rituals given by Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1400 years ago. When we say Islam, we are talking about a religious system which is as old as God himself.
That's right.
We are talking about the nature in which God created the human being.
That's right.
And he created us to be in entire submission to his will. And so when my brother says that Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam, mathematics is the most exact science that there is.
That's right.
For example, 2 + 2 is always 4. Does not change. That mathematics is perfection. Now, some people
that's
will
right.
say, well, but that's a science, and you can't mix science and religion, or you can't mix science and God. I beg to differ. God himself in all the scriptures says, I am one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. So since not if, but since God is one, he is the mathematician. He started it all.
That's the author. That's right.
So when we say Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam, what we are saying in the simplest terms is that if you're thinking and you, if you, when you say or if you say that you are a servant of God or striving to be a servant of God and your actions don't line up with your words, something ain't adding up. we're not getting a solution to the equation. Or not
be
the
plain,
correct
brother.
We're
be,
not getting
be plain,
the correct
brother.
Solution
that's right.
to the equation.
That's right.
So, yes, Islam, and we can prove. See, we have in the teachings given to us by Master Farad Muhammad, Allah
mm-hmm.
in person.
Mm-hmm.
In what was called or is called the problem book, there's one called problem 13. And that problem is so important that when you receive what's called the supreme wisdom, before you even get to the problem book, that problem is placed along in with the original rules of instructions to the laborer. And a laborer is simply someone who is working in the cause of God. So we also have a problem 13 among us, and you need to check him out, you know, particularly if you like, you know, hip-hop, real hip-hop, you need to check him out. I'm going to plug him here. You need to check him out. But dealing with problem number 13, problem number 13 states this. It says, just what the program is about, it says, Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. And you can prove, it says Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. And you can prove it at no limit of time. And it tells you that you must learn to gain some benefit for yourself while you are living. See, when we talk about Jesus in the Bible, it says Jesus said he came to give us what? Life. And that for abundantly. Well, that's isn't life a benefit? Doesn't life include a good home? People that you can count on and get counsel from? Being able to, in this world that we live in, being able to pay your bills without being worried and losing what little hair you may have or turning it gray or blue or whatever color?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I'm just saying, it's very, very, and I'm going to wrap it up here. It's very, very vital that we understand what is meant by the statement that Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam, because ultimately we all have to strive to become one with the Creator. Otherwise, we will not be successful in whatever we do. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum salam, sir. Thank you. Thank you for loving. Our praise be to Allah. That wonderful introduction of who you are. You don't even have to say what you're doing, just who you are by just based on your profound statement. I'm here to serve. And we all trying to be servants and saviors. They go hand in hand. They don't separate from each other. So thank you, beloved. And of course, while we're gonna have right now, we're gonna have Brother Paul Muhammad, who's already I assume Surah for us that I asked him to locate and expound on. And Brother Kareem, since I know you wise like that,
could you find a reference in the Bible that also proves? Because what I want to do right now is, when I get back, I'll do what I want to do when I get back right now. Because fortunately, I'm doing a youth. I'm on the run, and I'm not able to, you know, be in front of my notes like I would like to. So I have to go back and forth using my little gadget that I have. But, Brother Carl, if you are ready, and Brother Cream, if you could find a reference in the Bible that you know, goes further into explaining how mathematics is in the Bible. And I would just say this before you start, Brother Carl. I would just say, I mean, it's just so prevalent how mathematics, because mathematics really deals with numbers, quantity, and physics. And, I mean, everything is based off the pyramids. Everything is based off of mathematics. But if you look in the Bible, God created the earth in 6 days, rested on the seventh. God, Jesus rose on the third day. You'll be in bondage 400 and something years. It's just all God has always used days. Jesus fasted for 40 days, 40 nights. Moses, you know, he did this. It's always, he's always used mathematics to show us, because mathematics validates and confirms truth. It is the truth. You know, it's, mathematics is a bunch of system of zeros and ones. Zeros are falsehood and ones is truth. So, you know, the zeros come after the truth. You know, in fact, the zeros try to lighten the truth up a little bit. And we all know the story when, you know, the naked fly put on well-dressed truth clothes and, you know, they were all swimming in the water together, and the naked fly got out first, right? The naked fly got out the water first. And when he got out the water, he put on truth clothes. I mean, the arrogance of him to put on truth clothes, which means he put on the wisdom of truth just to use it for technology, deceit, deception, lies, murder, mayhem, so on and so forth. But to use it for sin, he took something good to shadow it with something evil. So he went on on his little run with it, and truth got out and said, well, I be dog. But in the world is my clothes. And he looked up and he seen the lie with his clothes on and his fine garments while running down the street. So truth took off after him. And guess what? Honestly saying, be joyful in our spirit that truth has caught up with the well-dressed lie. And we living in the prophecy of that happening right now, right today, March the 9th, 2014. We have seen in our experiencing firsthand truth catching up with the lie, because the sign of prediction has been exposed with the minister in the 58-week lecture of the time and what must be done and what we must do. And what we must do, not just us, but what everybody must do, including Satan. He's talking the same too, what she must do. So don't get it twisted to think he was just talking about those who are seeking the kingdom in his righteousness. You know, he wasn't just talking about us only now. That time and what must be done wasn't just for us. Because the minister has a universal message. Because it's a universal truth. So it's to everybody, every nook and cranny from the four corners of earth, good, bad, evil, wicked. It's in those of us who are striving and will allow and know that the only thing that's going to sustain us in this time that truth has caught up with the well-dressed lie is our righteousness. And that's in every book. That's in every persuasion. That's in everywhere. Even when you go to school and you're learning, you in the theology of learning, you in the classroom of Egyptology, you learn the ancient wisdom, you must be righteous or else you won't be inviting. So on that note, I'll go ahead, Brother Carl, and go ahead and let you read the that explains why Allah perfected Islam as our religion. That's what I'm making. And thank you, beloved, for your patience.
No, sir, brother, y'all going to kill me because I didn't hear what surah you wanted me to look for in the Holy Quran, beloved. And I think just heard you say surah 4 just a few minutes ago, but I didn't know exactly where to look, what you want to look for, sir.
No, it's in surah 5 where Allah say, I have perfected upon you favorite Islam is your religion. Am I correct, Brother Kareem? It's Surah 5. Am I correct, Sister Queen Aziza?
The food?
It's Surah 5, isn't it? Because, like I said, I'm not in front of my, I don't have my Quran on me. I don't have anything on me.
Well,
I'm
have here
on.
In section of Surah 5, section 1, it says perfection of religion in Islam.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, brother. That's where we're going to start, because that's where Allah led you. So go ahead and start there in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the most merciful. We seek refuge in Allah from the curse of Satan. Go ahead, thick brother.
Yes, sir. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, O you believe. Fulfill. Hold on, brother. Let me put these glasses on, man.
Go ahead, brother. Let me take your time.
Yes, sir. Okay. O you who will fulfill the obligation, the cattle, the quadruple are allowed to you, excerpt that which is recited to you, not violation the prohibition against gain when you are on the pilgrimage. Surely Allah orders what He pleases. O you who believe, violation not, or violate not the signs of Allah, nor the sacred month, nor the offerings, nor the victims with garlands, nor those repairing to the sacred house, seeking the grace and pleasure of their Lord. And when you are free from pilgrimage obligations, then hunt and let your people, and not hatred of a people because they hindered you from the sacred mosque, incite you to transgress and help one another to righteousness and purity, and help not one another in the sin and aggression, and keep your duty to Allah. Surely Allah is severe in requital. Evil.
That's right.
Did you want me to keep going?
Oh, yeah, please keep going, brother.
Oh, okay, yes, sir. Forbidden to you that which dies of itself, and blood and flesh of swine, and that one which any other name that of Allah has been revoked, and strangle the animal, and that beaten to death, and that killed by a fall, and that killed by groaning with the horn, and that which except what you slaughtered, and that which is sacrificed on stones set up for idols, and that you seek to divide by arrows, and that is a transgression. This day have those who disbelieve despaired of your religion. So fear them not, and fear me. This day have I perfected for you your religion, and completed favor to you, and chosen for you Islam as a religion. But whosoever is compelled by hunger, not inclined willfully to sin, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful.
That's right. Thank you, beloved. Thank you, beloved. All praises be to Allah. May the readers and the listeners and the doers have an added insight and a light of understanding of Allah's word from out the Holy Quran. Okay, beloved, if you yourself would like to expound on that at this point, and at any time, Sister Queen Aziza, I'm not going to keep asking, do we have? Just interrupt us at any time if you do have. You know what I'm talking about. So if you'd like to go, expound on that further, brother, Carl, you may.
Well, yes, sir. I'm looking at this sacrifice, and it's talking about during the time that you know, I would gather that this is a time before Jesus was born and came on the scene, and the people still would use animals as a blood sacrifice and an offering to Allah to show their gratitude towards him. But, of course, in Christianity, we're taught that Jesus Christ was also like unto an animal or a beast, but yet one who had also sacrificed his life and his blood, meaning his sweat, you know.
That's right.
And a lot of us, you know, some of us may get hit in the mouth for what we say we believe. I was told that Master Muhammad was hit in the mouth.
Yes, he was. In a church. Yes, he was.
Yes, sir.
In the middle of the lecture.
And so he, too, also, you know, shed some blood there. And, of course, the God could have killed and could have got us to kill, but he didn't want that. He wanted us to see that if you're going to walk with me, you're going to be locked up. You may get beat up. You may be killed. But
That's
if you follow me and walk like I walk, say what I say, do what I do, and you will be the winner, living or dead.
Living
and I understand that's when the minister says that, that's exactly what he means.
That's right.
And any time that we fall off the log, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we are, and if we would stay, we are the lucky ones. But I remember myself falling off the log, man. You know, just the other day, like I was saying, when we came back from Savior's Day, on the bus, there was anger and Satan crept in. But luckily, we remembered Allah, and we saw we were the transgressors, and we had to submit back to Allah and what we said we were going to do once we left Savior's Day, right? That the minister asked us, he wanted us to work how hard? Y'all remember the quote he asked us? How hard he wanted us to work?
Go ahead, boss. Go ahead,
brother. Anybody?
Say that.
No, I'm asking y'all to help me because I don't remember the exact words that he said, and it was actually on the webcast when he said it. Come on, somebody help. Anybody?
I can't recall the exact words, but we know the principle of why he said what he said.
Yes, sir. You know, because a lot of us may have been slack in our duty. And a lot of us, and I can't say a lot, I'll say I have been slack in my duty. You know, I can't speak for no one else, but I can speak for myself. I know that I could do way better than I have been doing. So all of us have something that we need to perfect. All of us have to get better in our mathematics. You know, all of us have to build our relationship back to Allah and close the gap. So I'm going to just read this without on mathematical logic, and it just says, the part of the mathematics concerned with the study of formal languages, formal reasoning, the nature of mathematical proof, provability of mathematical statements, and also aspects of the foundation of mathematics. So we know that mathematics has a foundation. And then and at Savior's Day, I believe he was asking us, how strong is our foundation? So based on our mathematics and our understanding and our relationship with Allah and his messenger. As of right now, the man who presents the messenger to us is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So what is our foundation with him? How do we stand with him? And based on the way that the nation is set up now, brother, when we can go and look on the nation's program, we can see where we're standing.
So there's no hiding place for us today. There's nowhere to go. You know, there's nowhere to run. Like he said when he talked in the Bloods and all of the different actors, he said, and y'all live in the hood with us. So there's nowhere to run. And so I just thank Allah, brother, that you allow me to just expound on what I just read, brother, and thank you. And also thank you to Sister Aziza, who woke me up because I've been up for a few days, brother, trying to get guests to come out, you know. And I just had got a call that my brother had a heart attack, so that was another reason I didn't wasn't able to focus that well on the Holy Quran. But I'm sure he's going to be okay.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we can go ahead. Thank you, beloved. Yeah. And we can go ahead and claim that. And Almighty God, Allah, I know you're listening to us. And we're just coming to you right now in the name of all of your prophets, messengers, and servants. And we ask you to please just touch the soul, touch the mind, the heart, the spirit of Brother Paul's brother, and let him know that you are in control. And doesn't. And everything is mathematics, and time is mathematics, and nothing in time happens without your permission, because you're the author of it. So Allah, we ask you to please just keep him, protect him, doctor him, nourish him back to health, back to a living perpendicular, where he can be one of your children in the light for you, so he can give a testimony as to how you brought him forth from his affliction at this present time. So I ask that, Allah, in your holy and righteous name. Amen. Okay,
Amen.
Beloved brother Kareem Muhammad,
yes.
Are you ready, sir, to take on your task that I assigned you, or Allah allowed me to assign you? I don't
yes.
want to arrogate next to myself.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes,
the place to look, pardon me, is in the book of Revelation. I mean, it's all throughout the Bible, but the most, I'll say, glaringly obvious place is in Revelation.
Yes, sir.
You start in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, wherein, is according to what we're taught, this is the God speaking, he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Just dealing with that particular verse. Alpha is the first letter.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek alphabet, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. So, first, there you have that one again. And then, as you were saying, then when you got Omega, even the very letter that we use in English to spell Omega gives you the cipher or the zero. So
right
there is proof positive. But let's go further. When you go to verse 11, he states, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first, number one, and the last.
Mm-hmm.
What thou seest, write in a book. Now listen to this. And send it to the seven churches. He's very specific. He didn't just say send it to the churches. He gave
right.
them a number. Seven.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This math all in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Then these seven churches, it talks about they had, it names the churches, but they had seven candlesticks, it talks about. But now listen to this. It says, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle, it said, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Then it gives you a description that says, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Now, note the next verse very carefully. And he had in his right hand seven stars. To go to number seven again. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. So we got seven, we got two, we got the first, we got the last. So we got one and zero, seven, two. Oh, come on, y'all.
You better,
yes, sir.
Peace. Love it.
And so, I mean, this is evidence of the fact that I'm not going to even use the term Islam, that entire submission to the will of God is mathematics. Now, when you go to, let's go to Merriam-Webster, the dictionary people.
Okay.
They describe mathematics. The word mathematics is defined as the science of numbers and their operations, interrelations, combinations, generalizations, and abstractions, and of space configurations and their structure, measurement, transformations, and generalizations. A branch of operation in or use of mathematics. Then it says physical chemistry. Now I'm going to go back. Here it says mathematical logic. It says symbolic logic as a definition.
Uh-oh. Did you say symbolic? Go ahead, beloved. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's what it called it. Okay, mathematics. And then now let's get down to a mathematician. A mathematician, it says reduction to mathematical form, to mathematize. So someone who's called a mathematician, they get straight to the point. See, you can't get away from mathematics or numbers in life. There's no way, it's impossible. Just as we talked at the head of the, when I first came onto the program, about the fact that God is called, he said he's one. Even if you were to use the Trinity, quote unquote, okay?
Right. Each step, beloved.
Where the individual says that that God is three in one. Well, if you divide one by three, do it yourself. Divide one by three, you are not going to get a whole. You're going to get one third.
That's right. 0.33.
When we're dealing with this mathematically or empirically.
Right.
Now, if you look at this from the true mathematical point of it, if you look at it with the true mathematical science of it, then you can understand with clarity how an individual could say that there is a Trinity. See, some people think that the Trinity, when they say Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that's the first time there was a Trinity. I beg to differ. If you go back and study some of the ancient scriptures in Sanskrit, there was a Trinity there. But the explanation of that Trinity makes mathematical sense. In that Trinity, you have a being known as Brahma. Brahma's called the Creator. You have another being known as Shiva. Shiva's the destroyer. So you got the balance of creation and destroying. And then there's another being known as Vishnu, who is the preserver. But now when you go in and study their pantheon, okay, you understand they tell you that, number one, Vishnu is the one who produces Brahma. And Brahma produces Shiva. But the three of them working in concert produce, maintain, and destroy everything in the universe.
That's right.
So now mathematically, that's a sound doctrine. But when you try to say, when you try to say that you're going to take one individual and you're going to split them up into thirds, but then they're all still a whole, that just doesn't add up. Also, if you don't believe that Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam, or that mathematics is entire submission to the will of God, let's look at what happens. When you strive as an individual, as a person, to submit your will entirely to do the will of God, what type of results do you get? As opposed to when you have stepping. When you give your whole self to God as opposed to giving him a fraction of yourself. See, the answers to all our questions are in our own experience. So that's from the Bible. That's what I would share. I mean, the evidence is there throughout. I also would like to just add a little something to what Brother Carl read out of Surah 5, entitled The Fool. Under the profession of religion in Islam, in verse 3, which is where the statement is, all those things that it talks about, this is during a time of Hajj, when individuals are going on Hajj, and so you're given these instructions. But you're also giving me instructions.
But explain Hajj for the listening audience, please, Brother Cole.
Hajj in Islam means pilgrimage. So once in a lifetime, if we are able, we as Muslims are given the assignment to make a trip to the holy city Mecca to circumambulate or circle around the Kaaba, which is the first house of God, which the scholars of religion, not just Islamic scholars, but the scholars of religion say was built by Adam. It's the first house of worship.
And how many times are we dealing with mathematics? So, you know, we have to know how many times you are talking about mathematics.
You make seven circuits. Mm.
You make
seven circuits around the Kaaba. But before that, before you even get there, while you're on the journey, you get seven stones by which you use to stone Shaitan, or represent. There's a stone out there that you throw those stones at, and it say that you're stoning the devil. You're stoning Shaitan with those seven stones. Now, in what we call, Christian theology, you notice they talk about the seven deadly sins. Then it talks about the seven virtues.
Sir, yes, sir.
So, see, that number seven is extremely important. Seven is a number that represents perfection.
Right.
Now, individuals say, well, how does seven represent perfection? Well, let's look at it. The number five represents justice. We have five senses, correct?
That's right.
So when we take those five senses and we bring them under the direction of a mind which is filled, a mind and a heart, which is filled with the Word of God, striving to do the Word of God, then one who has humbled himself and submits himself wholly to God in all things, then the mind of God comes in. So you got the five senses. You have a human mind, I'm going to say it that way, which is in submission to God, and then God's mind, it overshadows it all. So there's your seven all over again.
That's right. Beautiful.
So, that's what the Hajj is. But then also, as my brother stated, they were given instructions of what to eat and also told what pagan practices to stop. That's what he's doing, because if you notice, it's in verse 3. Well, the number 3 represents a trial.
That's right.
T-R-I-A-L, which means try all. Mm. That's what a trial is. It tries us in every aspect of our being. It shows us what's in us, both good and bad. So here Allah states that he's telling them what not to eat and what pagan practices to stop. And after he runs down all of that, that's when he makes the statement and says, this day have I perfected for you your religion and completed my favor to you and chosen for you Islam as a religion. We have to understand that religion is not what we say. Religion is what we do. The word religion at its root, you have the prefix R-E, which means to do again.
Yes, sir.
The second syllable of that word, which would be pronounced legion, or also has the same root as two other words. The word legion, which means many. It also has the same root as the word align, which means to bring into a parallel position or to line up with. So a religion, mathematically, is described as a set of principles and practices participated in on a regular basis, which are designed to line one up with God. That's the true religion. But now, again, a religion in a general sense can be any set of principles, rules, and practices which are designed to align an individual with what they desire. So if you desire wickedness, then your religion is not going to be entire submission to the will of God. Your religion, your practice, what you show is going to be your religion. I can make my mouth say anything. I can be on this program and say such fantastic words. However, my actions have to line up with my words. In other words, again, it has to add up. So, and with that, I'm going to step back now, bro. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. Thank you, beloved.
And Brother Reginald,
yes, ma'am.
I just want you to know that Student Minister James Muhammad has joined us.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Brother James. How are you, sir?
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Reginald and Queen Aziza. Wa alaikum salam, and my dear brother Kareem dropping all that heavy wisdom, dear brother.
All praise
is due to Allah.
And we also have Brother Carl on the phone, Brother James.
Brother Paul?
Brother Carl, uh-huh.
Are you saying Brother Carl or Brother...
K-A-R-L, Brother C-A-R-L, Carl.
Yes, Brother Carl. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu to you, brother. Enjoy seeing you for the first time in Savings Day, black man.
All praise is due to Allah. It was my great honor and privilege, dear brother. All praise is due to Allah. I spoke very briefly with Queen Aziza regarding the subject matter of tonight. And, of course, I hear the illumination of Brother Kareem, which is absolutely fantastic. I wanted to share on the theme of mathematics is Islam, or Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam, and it stands true and can be proven at no limit of time. And related to the current effort on our part in the mission of the resurrection of the dead. If Islam is mathematics, and it is, programmatically we must start at the number one, which is the foundation. Because if you can't see one, then you certainly can't see two.
Come on.
One, in the mission of the resurrection of the dead, points to the number one program, which is the final call, the distribution of the final call newspaper. The number one minister, not including the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but after him, the number one minister in the Nation of Islam. Well, why do I cite that? Because building the structure, programmatic structure of the resurrection process, we must start with number one. And if we perform number one properly, then it will lead us into the proper performance of number two and number three and so on and so. It starts with number one and the number one program. In the number one mission of the resurrection of the dead is the final call newspaper. Now, if we perform the foundational component of the process of resurrection, then all other aspects of the program of resurrection will follow, or process will follow. The distribution of the final call newspaper, if it is done well, will put us in a relationship with our lost found people and establish a communication relationship, but also a source by which or from which we can draw. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the coin is in the fish's mouth. Is that right?
That's right.
That means if number one is performed properly, charity, which is the second principle, our second only to prayer, the second principle of practice, since our brother Kareem said religion is not what you say, but what you do.
Yes, sir.
And the second principle of practice of Islam is charity.
Yes,
so now if we perform number one properly, then number two will follow, because number one will provide the field from which we draw the resource to properly perform number two. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Come on.
So I wanted to share that with all who are listening, but particularly our Muslim brothers and sisters, and particularly the FOI. It is the number one program that we must focus on. And if and when we do that well, all other components of the resurrection process will follow. But it begins, as everything begins, with number one. Thank you for allowing me to share that, Brother Reginald, Brother Kareem, Sister Queen Aziza. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kindly for those words and breaking it down. I mean, you know, beloved Christian and Jewish family and Hebrew Israelite family, I know a lot of us, we don't really want to read the final call. You know, I mean, maybe it's some things in that you don't agree with. Maybe it's some things that, you know, you don't feel easy with. Maybe you don't like hearing about, you know, your past, your future, and, you know, the way you believe in the Most High in that type of fashion. So I just would like to let you know the inspired word of God is always going to be the number one source for all and everything. The inspired word of God. So whatever your inspired word of the Most High is, use that, because when you use that inspiration, it'll point you. It will point you, because see, the scripture is a guide. In fact, it's the guide. All inspired words of the Most High is the guide. And I guarantee you, if you surrender your will, not just submit, but if you surrender your will, which is complete and utter obedience. Most High. If you surrender your will, then you will see the purpose of what Brother James was talking about, because you may not understand what he was saying, because it's in a different, his audience that may have deeper understanding than that is the Nation of Islam, or those who are registered or unregistered in the Nation of Islam, FOI and non-FOI. So I just want to bring some balance to it for you, because you may not even know anything about the final call. You may not have ever read it. You may not know anything about Muhammad. You may not know anything about this black newspaper that's been in existence more than any black newspaper in the universe. So please understand that you, when you see a final call, not only are you looking at food, spiritual information, spiritual divine warning, spiritual everything. Ain't nothing in there out of spiritual. Nothing. I didn't say religious, I say spiritual. The final call is a spiritual newspaper. A lot of newspapers ain't spiritual. We can go on and agree on that. So once you realize that Almighty God gave this to us, he gave us our own spiritual news to build upon, to study, to learn, to take it, like Brother James was saying, take it and disseminate the information and learn the process of resurrection of the dead. Because we all supposed to be following Jesus. We all supposed to be following Yeshua. Whomever, we supposed to be following our prophets, our messengers, and our servants' example. So we all want to be saviors, and the best title is to be a servant. You don't have to be a minister, a pastor, a deacon, none of that. But when you are a servant, then you open yourself up to total usage as a vessel by Almighty God. So he can use, because a servant has a different kind of heart than just the regular person. A servant is a unique individual. And that unique individual then becomes a person that has denied himself. That's what makes them so unique. They have denied themselves. They have picked up their cross and or trials and tribulations, and they are going to follow a righteous man that they have known about all their life and lead them to becoming one and righteous with our Father. Our Father, not my Father, not Brother James, not Brother Kareem, not Queen Aziza, not Brother Carl, not the Christians, not Jesus, not Moses, not Muhammad, but our Father. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to seek his kingdom, and we got to do it with righteousness because he got so much for us. He said he had mansions. So at this particular time, I thank you so much, beloved, for sharing the information regarding the final call to us, because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We all need to read the final call, believe it or not. God wouldn't have had laborers out there in the sun, the cold, the snow, the sleet, hail, high water, wouldn't have made it last as long as it do, wouldn't check it at a very, very minimal price. So you have to look at this gift, and you have to take this gift and use it to your advantage. So I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, Almighty God, Allah, for putting these words in Brother James' mouth regarding the one instrument that we can use to save our family and humanity, not just our family, but humanity, those outside of our family that may want to be saved. That opens up the door to giving you a concept, giving you a method to go out and get our people. Be fishermen of men. That's what we talk about. We talk about fishing for men. And when I say men, I do, of course, mean women as well. On that note, this is an audience. This is what I would like us to do, because I want to try to get some kind of participation. I know we all up here talking, but we don't want to be the sole, like we knowers of Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. So what we're going to have now is what I would like for all of you to do is think back on your theology. Think back on what you know of the scriptures. I want you to put in your mind where you have heard mathematics in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Gospel, in the Quran, in your ancient books, your sacred texts. Think about it. And if you can, if you don't want to come on the radio and share it with us or online and share it with us, send it into the chat room or make a comment so we can touch on it and we can add to what we're already talking about, because we're dealing with mathematics here. We're dealing with Islam and mathematics, and Islam is not a religion. It is a way of life, which is voluntarily and complete submission and to your will, to surrender your will to do the will of God. And we all should be doing that. If you know like we do, if you know like I do, and if you know like you already do, that's just a mandatory priority in our life, to submit all our will to God. So on that level, just so family, if you can just take us something, or just like God created the earth in six and rested on the seventh. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He rose on the third day. 144,000 that's going to govern the earth and the kingdom. It's just so many numbers, you know, but it's only 0 through 9. It's only 0 through 9. And if you notice, that's the 0 through 9 that is always mentioned of in all inspired words of God. So 0 through 9. Everything after that is an addition, you know, and it's just like when the teacher, when we was in elementary, and the teacher told the first person in the class to say something, it spread all the way around the class to all the pupils. And by the time it got back to the teacher, it was 5 and 2 is 7, 4 and 3 is 7, 6 and 1 is 7.
That's right.
7 and 0 is 7. But it was all 7. So this is what this show all about. This is all about us getting to 7. You know, we all are trying to get to the 7 because we all need the same foundation, the same energy, the same power to get to this 7. So on that note, family, just if you can, send in whatever you remember of the scripture. If you can send the scripture, send it in to Sister Queen Aziza so she can put it out there and we can be reminded of mathematics in the scripture, because there's so many to get from. I mean, it, from something as calculated as when he told the Son of Man the breadth and the width of this instrument that was being built in or was already in existence. You know, God would say, it's this many breadth, this many measurements, this, you know, because God is, if we know, if calculus is in the world, and that's one of the hardest maths to master, can you imagine the one that you serve, our Father, is already a master of calculus? So on that level, on that note, I mean, we're going to go ahead at this particular time, and we're going to go to Brother Carl. And Brother Carl, I want you to pick a number out of the scriptures. Any number you want, or any reference, or any story, or anything. Pick that number
Yes, sir, beloved. I wanted to share with you and us and the audience with my brother, Reginald, I believe. Am I saying his name? Brother Reginald Wynn
had found in
Revelation.
It will suffice. You can leave that other people name off of this right now, but Reginald will suffice. Thank you, beloved.
Yes, sir, I apologize. But, yeah, brother, I wanted to expound on that, what he had read, because, you know, I was reading the Quran one night, and I was fasting, praying, all of that for quite a few days. And I woke up, and, you know, it wasn't a sound, but it was a thought. And I knew it was Allah, because only Allah would have something so profound to say. And what he had gave to me was that, brother, you can find yourselves, not just me, all of us, in the Holy Quran. And I'm coming to find that we can find, from what the brother was reading today in Revelation, I could also see, and I'll show it to you and go over it with you in just a few seconds, where you can see the minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in Revelation.
That's right.
But this is what he told me. He said, you know, basically it's like this. I was born 7 July 2nd, 1957. So Surah 7 is elevated places. That's my month. So in that month, while I was being produced in the womb of my mother, Surah 7 and all the attributes and all of the people in that was put in my DNA while I was being produced in the womb.
Beautiful.
Two is the cow. And every prophet in the Holy Quran and Bible, just about, are all in Surah 2. And if we also know about the cow having, I believe, seven different stomachs or seven different phases before it reaches purity and perfection before the cow, for it is the cow's body for sustenance, the food, the breakdown. Then Surah 57, or I should say the two, I should stick back to that, is basically those attributes of these prophets are in your brother. Now, Surah 57 is the iron. Now, that's what we're supposed to do. So whatever your year is, whatever your month and your day is, look it up and see if it does not bear witness to what Allah gave your brother for all of us. It's not for me. It's for all of us. So Surah 57, Section 1 is called to establish the kingdom of God. So that's supposed to be my job and our job. We all have something to do. We all have limitations, and some of us are better in other things than others. But we all came through the century, or most of us came through the century of 1957. So we understand what the one and the nine represents, right? The one represents Allah, or a woman impregnated with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, or a man who was taught by God, like Master Muhammad, teaching Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who impregnated him with the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding. So coming to the holy, to the revelation, and looking at five, and the number five, which there's five letters in the word Allah. There's five letters in the word Islam, right? There's five letters in the word power, because Allah has power. And then I say, well, what does Allah look like? Black, B-L-A-C-K. So there's five letters. But let's look at this five and see how it resonates in Revelations with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And his birthday, 5-11, right? May 11th. My daughter has the same birthday, my youngest daughter. But I'm going to just read this quickly. Section 5, Chapter 1 of Revelation. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Now, we know that Minister Farrakhan is a witness and a bearer witness of Master Farah Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the first begotten. And when the nation fell, right, it wasn't until 1977, if I'm correct, that he was the first of one of us who slept, right? And he was the first to stand up and help to resurrect the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's hard work and teaching. So here it is, begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth unto him that loved us and washed us. Did the minister not love us? Does he not love us? Has he not tried to wash the wicked thinking of our mind? Has he not tried to wash away our sin with these great teachings? Sins of his own blood. Has he not shed his own blood and his time and his sacrifice and his family? Okay, and then we're talking about seven a lot, right? But this has nothing to do with birthday. But let's just expound on that for this one second. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to look at him. Is that what he said? Did not Elijah Muhammad ask us to look at him? Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shall see him. Every eye shall see him, and they also which who pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Okay. So let's go into the 11th day of his birth, the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, saying, I am Alpha. He's the first one that rose up to save our nation and our people, and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches. How many churches and religions has Minister Farrakhan been going to and crossing the country and crossing the planet? I'm just saying. Now, I'm going to jump over to two other statements here in this chapter at section 16. And we know that Surah 16 is the bee. And we know that Minister Farrakhan has been working like a bee. A bee goes to every flower. He's not really concerned with the colors of the flower. He's going to extract the best that's in each flower. And then he causes the flowers to cross-pollinate to communicate with one another. So this is the kind of man that we're dealing with. And basically that also represents the bow tie. Okay, so it says, represent or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Has not the minister been using the tongue, the sword of his mouth? Lastly, 17, he that hath an ear, let him hear. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and listen to him. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone. And in the stone a name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. I believe the minister was talking about getting and taking us to another level of these teachings, that he was going to go away and he was going to come back. And so this is just my interpretation and understanding of the minister in Revelations. And I think if we study it, that we will also see and also study in the Holy Quran and see if those dates and those birthday dates of your own, does it not coincide with who you are? And if not, work on it and become what Allah put you on the earth to become, the greatest. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks, Salam. Thank you, beloved. Thank you very much for that wonderful exegesis. I'm sure the listening audience got the plain and clear message and what you just related to us in yourself. I just want to go on record again in case a lot of people might not understand. I am a student of the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I feel like I have that right to call him the most honorable, because in my lifetime, since the late 60s, 69 to be exact, I have never seen personally, you know, I'm not saying these men are not out there, but personally, I have not seen the manifestation of Jesus the Christ. I haven't. So everything I even speak comes from being a student of the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And, of course, if I'm a student of his, I'm a student of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So the reason I'm saying that as a preface, because we're going to go into Study Guide 21, because how can we cover Islam as mathematics and mathematics as Islam without hearing from the minister what he had. I mean, that would be total disrespect, in my humble opinion. But I suffice that to say that we often say all the great things that the minister is doing, has done, and of course we know is going to do. But we all, if we think the minister is Jesus in our midst, which I don't believe he's Jesus in our midst. I don't believe that. I know he is Jesus manifest.
Come on.
So it's not a belief to me. It might be a belief to others, but it's knowledge to me. You know, it's knowledge to me because I have to accept it to believe and trust what I believe. It's like an experiment that you have to play with yourself. So in the Gospels, when Jesus say, you will do even greater works than I, he wasn't talking about at his death. He wasn't talking about after the resurrection. He didn't give you no specific time. So if the minister is doing all this and we can elevate him up, which he don't really want to be elevated, he don't need your compliments, he don't need your facts up, he don't need your proof of what he has done. Because his blessings don't come from man, meaning they never will, and he will confirm that with you, with us. His blessings come from Almighty God Allah, and that's all our blessings if we but knew. But suffice that to say, if the minister is speaking bold, truth to power, guess what we should be doing? The minister is drawing
come
large crowds, born in different congregations. Guess what we should be doing? How can you be any less than what your father is? Isn't he our spiritual father family? At this particular time, he's our spiritual father in place of our father, the Most High. So how can we want to be anything less than what he is and be perfect representatives of him that represent the perfect one? Now, that's that number one, what Brother Corrine was talking about earlier. But I'm going to go ahead and read what he said in Study Guide 21, if you all will have a little patience with me. It says, when we open the Bible in this book called Genesis, God is doing all these acts of creation. When it gets to the 26th verse of the first chapter, he's thinking about making man. He said, let's make man. But Moses declared, know that the Lord your God is one God. Well, if the Lord your God is one, and God said, let us make man, who is the us here? The Holy Quran says, and we made man, and we know that what his mind suggests to him. So you have us in the Bible, we in the Holy Quran, yet both the Bible and the Quran declare that God is one. Who is us and who is we if God is one? The Semitic languages, now we're dealing with mathematics here now. The Semitic languages of Hebrew and Arabic are mathematically precise languages. God is the revealer of the word, and he knows these books better than anyone else. He said, we, a pronoun that refers to groups of persons either in the same room, in the same condition, or for the same cause. In us, a pronoun that refers to a group of people that have one thing in mind, which is making a man. Neither we, not us, denies the oneness of God. Allah God is not singular, is more than singular. He's supreme and above his creation. But when we are in obedience to him, acting on his will, then the pronoun we is proper because it is still one person acting. It is God acting through those of us who surrender our will to do his will, so we become Allah, God. You say as a Christian that you are the body of Christ, but my body cannot function without a head. He is called Christ because he has the anointing of the wisdom, the power, and the spirit of God. So when my arms act, my feet walk, and my tongue speak, it is not I walking, it is not I talking, it is God talking through those who surrender to do his will. All praise is due to Allah. Since Christ is supreme except to God, and we are only the body of Christ, then we are supreme beings. If we are in complete surrender to Allah, we become Allah. We become the supreme being, the highest manifestation of human behavior, supreme God, we, us, yet Allah is one, indivisible and independent. The Bible is called Scripture. We have Torah, we have Injil or Gospel, and we have the Holy Quran. These are called scriptures. Even though the Holy Quran is called Al-Kitab, the book, these two books only deal with 6,000 years of history. We got a number six, and we got 3 zeros, family, which equals 6,000 years. The man's number, but that's not what we talk about. But with references to the eons of time, the focus of these two books is Adam, the first Adam and the second Adam, a world of evil coming in and a world of evil being destroyed, a new world coming in and the Bible in. And the Holy Quran prayer opens this book called El Fatima. Wonderful. Seven ayats of verses that make up the oft-repeated prayer of the Muslim. The root of that Fatima is Mafia. Correct me if I'm wrong on pronouncing this, brother. Mafia, which means key. So these seven, I go that seven again, these seven verses, if understood, give you the key to unlock the knowledge that follows El Fatima. The second chapter of this book is called El Baqarah, the cow. It is in this chapter that Adam is introduced, so both books in the beginning start with Adam. Both books tell us that Adam was a powerful being, but he made serious errors. These two books, Bible and Holy Quran, deal with a limited time, 6,000 years from the time of Adam to the time of the coming of God. At the end of the present world, we are entered into the 7,000th. Uh-oh, did we just say seven? Did that seven come up? Okay, the 7,000 year and the 6,000 years end with the great destruction of the present world. Now, Brother Kareem told us to go straight to a certain book in the Bible, which what he considered is a great book to point all reference to. I don't know if Brother Kareem has been doing his study guide studying recently, but he's right on point in each time. Because the minister goes on to say, in the book of Revelation, you have the 24 elders, and these 24 elders are very powerful beings. The Holy Quran does not use the term elder. It uses the term exalted assembly. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, I have to say this because the whole idea of these series of lectures starting from February 25th, 2001 through June 3rd, 2001 is designed to get you to reason with what Elijah Muhammad taught and to answer the question, is it revelation? If it is revelation, then the light of God has passed and is now coming to birth in the West. This means that the scepter of rulership is being taken out of the East and is being placed in the hands of those to whom revelation is given. If a black man from among us has received revelation from the Lord of the world, this is saying that the white man's time of rule over us and the world is over. Your time is beginning. You have voided. You have been voided. You are not making history. You are inside the womb of America like a baby is in the womb of its mother. Come on, Brother Carl. Wouldn't you just talking about being in the womb?
Yes,
as
sir.
As a baby is in the womb of his mother, where you are functioning off his system, feeding from his system, trying to develop a system of your own. But as you begin to evolve, it is not until you are free from him that your genesis will begin. And this is why Moses is given in the Bible and the Quran as the main man, that the last man would be like unto a man like Moses. And I'll stop at that portion of our study guide of study for this particular show. But we're going to go now, and Sister Queen Aziz, I said I wasn't going to do this, but of course inquiring minds want to know, do we have any comments, any listeners or any questions that somebody want to put in or ask or add, either or? If not, we'll continue to roll on.
Hey, bro, I'm engineering now. Queen Aziza had to go, so I got the engineering point. And at this point, no, sir, there are no questions, no comments.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. I'll pray to be to Allah. Okay, well, Brother Kareem, you the engineer, and just so happened, I'm about to come to you, big brother. I'm about to come to you to have you found on the words that I just read from Study Guide 21 from our minister, the most honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. Thank you, beloved. Assalamu alaikum.
Sir, well, you were in Study Guide 21, correct?
Sir, yes, sir. The educational paradigm.
Yes, sir. And, yes, I got so many.
That's okay, brother. And if anybody want to know where I started my reading point from, it was page 44 of Study Guide 21. Page 44, paragraph 3 of Study Guide 21. Page 44, paragraph 3, Study Guide 21. Download it, Study Guide.
To be you said page 44?
Sir, yes, sir.
Study Guide 21. Okay.
Say that again. Yeah, Study Guide 21.
Page 44, Study Guide 21.
No, okay. I started page 44 around about paragraph 3 on page 44 just to start, you know, just to read some of the, an excerpt, a piece of the excerpt, the lecture that the minister, the series that he had regarding the educational paradigm.
Just so if you notice here, when he makes this statement, he says, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us that an atom sparkled in the darkness and God began to create himself out of the material darkness. He is telling us that matter was there, but the matter was doing nothing. It had no form, it had no aim, it had no purpose until an atom sparkled in the darkness. Look at you, he said. You are created in his image and after his likeness. How did you start from a tiny life germ that impregnated the egg? You can't see it with the naked eye. That is how infinitesimally small that sperm was. But the sperm with a tail and a head had some intelligence in it. It knew where it wanted to go, and it knew what it wanted to do in the dark. That sperm found the egg, and the first cell of life began in darkness. The cell had a life of itself, and this is the part that I believe goes with what you were sharing. Electricity inside the cell, a neutron, a proton, and an electron. The cell of life was like an atom. Look at that. A neutron, a proton, and an electron. There goes that trinity once again. And for those who are not familiar with those terms, a neutron is a particle or is one of the smallest particles of matter that has a neutral charge. It has no charge. A proton is one of the smallest particles of matter. It has a positive charge. And an electron, which is the basis of electricity, has a negative charge. So here again, like I said, we're looking at, when we're talking about Islam being mathematics and mathematics being Islam. And quite interestingly, we have those three components of the atom. And if I'm not mistaken, though, this study guide is study guide. What is it, brother?
Study guide 21,
the education.
21, and 2 and 1 is what? 3. All day, every day.
I mean, so, see, even in the discussion, we are seeing, how God is manifesting himself through mathematics.
That's right.
Cool. Yes, sir. I bear witness.
Yes, sir. So there we have, again, from, and this is really a study guide. This is something that everybody should study and read, whether you be Muslim or not, because the information that are contained in these study guides give you principles that anyone can live by. Anyone can live by these principles. And they are sound.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, the bottom line is that there's not really a lot. I mean, because what you shared from the minister covers it. But like you said, notice the name of the study guide. It is the educational, it is what now? Hold on.
Educational paradigm.
He says the new educational paradigm for the 21st century.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, it's titled The Education Challenge.
That's right.
Colon, which means that the education challenge, and then he's giving you an explanation of the new educational paradigm for the 21st century. So the challenge is us establishing a new paradigm, meaning a new order by which people are to be trained and educated. See, and there's a difference in training and education. We start out by being trained.
Beloved Brother Kareem, did you say the 21st? Is that the 2-1 again?
The 2-1 again.
All praise and thanks to Allah.
Yes, sir. If anybody that's looking for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all you got to do is open your mind. Open your heart and accept the wisdom as it comes. I would say this. There was a time when we would say to people, well, just listen and then take what's useful to you and then throw the rest away. At this particular point in time, with all the hell that's going on and that people are catching and the life-threatening situations that we find ourselves in, you can't afford to throw away anything that is the wisdom of God. Anything that will help you, help us to be
beacon
in those lights that we must be.
Thank you.
All praise is due to Allah.
Thank you, beloved. All praise is due to you, and all praises belong to Allah. Now, Brother James, I'm going to put a little weight on your shoulder because you're going to end this show, and I just want you to be mindful of the time while listening to orders. You know, we can go on as panelists, and we can ride out to the next day, and then the next day after that, because we all love students. You know, I'm not saying nobody's exempt from this. I know I'm with a group of brothers that are passionate about, you know, their love for the minister, their love for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, their love for Master Farad Muhammad, the great, distinguishing and overwhelming and joyful love for Allah. So with that being said, Brother James, could you go ahead and close out the show with your wonderful words of wisdom, either from what I just read from the minister or something else you would like to say, and at your conclusion of that. And, Brother, we have about 12 minutes left, so, if you could just be mindful of that. I'm not saying stop, because if the Spirit leads you to talk to tomorrow morning, I'll be on the phone listening with you. But suffice all that to say, after you conclude, I would like you to give us a heartfelt prayer, because this brother right here can pray. I just want to let we all can pray, but this brother right here can pray. Pray, pray, pray. So we're going to have him close out our show in prayer. And after he closed out the show in prayer, please stick around, audience. Brother Kareem is going to try to give us a rundown of our lineup for the next 6 days. Assalamu alaikum, Brother James, and you have the floor. Thank you for your patience, beloved.
So Brother James is not with us anymore. He's off the line. I believe him and Queen Aziza both had the same appointment, but he's not on the line. Yes, sir.
Oh, all praises be to Allah. All praises be to Allah. Well, guess what, Brother Carl? Guess what, Ellie?
No, sir.
Last but not least, you get a whole platform of 10 minutes to come from the heart, brother. A whole platform of 10 minutes, and after that, I'll go ahead and conclude in prayer, and then I'll give the Christian prayer, and I'll let Brother Kareem Muhammad give the Muslim prayer. Thank you. You may go ahead and proceed.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was actually trying to get your attention and tell you that my family are all at the hospital and they're waiting for me to call,
okay. Well,
say prayer.
No problem. No problem. You go ahead.
He's getting ready to go into surgery in a minute.
Well, that's priority over this show, beloved. No more needs to be said. You go take care of your business. And once again, I thank you so much for answering the invitation.
Please forgive me, y'all. I'm very sorry.
No, brother. No need to apologize. No, this is not priority to that situation, and we know that. So, you know, take care of your business. And like we pray, we're going to keep your brother in our prayers, your family in our prayers. And everything is going to be all right, brother. You already know that. You're a Muslim. So, on that level, brother,
and I appreciate that from y'all. Assalamu alaikum. Love you.
Yes, love you too, brother. Lake Salam. Well, brother Kareem, guess what that means? Now, brother Rich ain't finna close the show. What's going on, Sister Queen?
Huh?
Oh, I thought I heard Sister Queen. Brother Rich ain't finna close it down, brother Kareem, but with nothing but prayer. But you can go ahead. You're the engineer. You know how much time we got left. So
yes,
go ahead and just feed us. Just feed us, big brother. Feed us.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let
you. Well, alaikum salam. Well, what I would say in our closing is, you know, as I always say, the thought is the act is the fact. The thing is that we have been presented here tonight with information and confirmation of universal truth. We always, when we share what God has blessed us with, we encourage every person to not just, quote, unquote, take our word for it, to not just slough it off and say, oh, well, you know, they just talking that Muslim stuff or I don't understand what that's about. If it piqued your interest at all for you to stay around, then investigate what we have said. This is an open forum. Come back next week or on any program in the chat rooms, ask about it, and even share. As a matter of fact, if you have some topic, some subject you want to discuss, please contact us.
That's right.
Let us know. You can contact me on Facebook, Kareem N. Muhammad. And there, if you look on that page on Facebook, you'll see both my phone number and all my email addresses. I'm not hiding from anybody.
I know that's right, beloved.
So what we want to do is also continue to support our brother Reginald in his efforts with this, the educational paradigm. See, it's vital that we understand the difference between training and education. As I was
That's
saying,
right.
Training is what we get in the beginning. So when you train someone, that means you take them and you show them or you teach them how to perform a particular task in a particular way.
That's
However,
right.
that does not necessarily mean that they understand what they are doing.
That's right.
Education comes from the Latin word edere, which means to draw out of. So when we talk about education, we are talking about a set of practices, a set of principles. We're talking about sharing information that indeed when you educate a person, what you do is you draw out of them their natural talents. In essence, what we're talking about in education or the educational paradigm for the quote-unquote 21st century is to draw the very person of God from you. That's what we are here for.
That's right.
You know, I want to say, brother, I mean, again, you know, because I'm watching our time, that we are here as servants of Almighty God.
That's right.
To help lift and elevate everyone to the highest level that God has placed in them. So please continue to join us. And so at this point, brother, we can start with our prayers, and then after that I'll do the lineup, and then we can just close out.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cool.
And I just want to, for for about 30 seconds. I want to talk to my beloved sister for just 1 second. For about 30 seconds, I mean, I want to talk to my beloved sister, in particular my beloved black beautiful sister. Listen, sister, Brother Reggie is a brother that believes that divinity comes through the female as well as the male. Brother Reggie is not real happy about his show right now. You know why Brother Reggie isn't happy? Because we don't have balance. We don't have balance. It's just men talking, men talking, men talking. That's not how I envision the kingdom. That's just not how I envision it. And this program in Nation Building Movement is pointing us towards the kingdom because all of us on here are seeking it. All of us listening are seeking it. All of us that's inquisitive. All of us that God points us to this show because many are called to the show, but only a few are chosen to even listen to the show. So we don't worry about numbers here. We don't worry about how many questions and comments we get, how many amens and bear witnesses. We don't care about this because we're not working for people. We're working towards the salvation of people. So it's a big difference. But sisters, if you could, Brother Kareem just gave you his information. Please contact him. I don't care what your persuasion is. Contact him and say, Brother Kareem, I have something heavy on my mind that I want to talk about. And as long you can talk about anything, we're not going to limit it to anything that you want to talk about. Because then, in fact, you are our first God. Before we even know the God on the outside, we know Mama is God. She feeds us, she teaches us, she nourishes us, she comforts us, she do everything. Without her, we don't even know that it is a God, but we know Mama is God. You know, 9 months of gestation, all that, go that nine again, but we know that. So if I could just have some women volunteer, some sisters volunteer, no matter your age, you can bring your daughter on this show and tell her to drop some science, and we want to hear coming from the female, all right? Because we're not chauvinistic on this program whatsoever. We will not have that spin ride with us, and this will be a successful show, as are the other six shows of Nation Building Movement, with the help and the permission of Almighty God, Allah. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and pray. I said a Christian prayer, but I really shouldn't make no distinction by those titles, but this prayer is for us all. And in the name of Almighty God, I come to you all, God, thanking you so much giving us. I thank you for your creation. I thank you for your magnificence. I thank you for your beneficence. And I thank you for your mercy and kindness. I thank you for your servants. I thank you for your prophets. I thank you for your messengers. I thank you for all of the people that you sent to save your children. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. If I had 1 million tongues, Almighty God, Most High, I couldn't thank you enough for being the I am that you said that you are. Thank you. I ask you, please, Father, we confess our faults. Forgive us for our faults. For you know, and you alone know, that we are striving for perfection, which means we all have dirty rags of righteousness. We all have fallen short. But we all know that Christ rose for us, to teach us, to send one to us, to send two to us, to send three to us, so that we can get back on the living perpendicular and be at one with Almighty God. So, God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We confess our faults and give us the spirit, not to do better, but the spirit of better. Not better as an arrogant better, Father, but better to be not on the same level as the unaverage. Make us do better, Father. Put us in your favor. All these names, in the name of the Most High, Jesus, Muhammad,